You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As believers, what is our position in Christ? Find out in week 4 of All and Nothing.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. My name is Don. For those of you who are new here, we just want to welcome you. We have been going through a series entitled All and Nothing. Okay, this is a book study actually in the book of Colossians, and I want to encourage you. We still have 2 more Sundays to go. It's a 7-week series. We really want to encourage you to take some time to read the book of Colossians. Sino po yun sa inyo? Nabasa niyo na yung letter ni Paul sa Colossians. All right, good, great. I want to encourage you, take some time to read, okay? So that when we come here, we really have a deeper understanding of what Paul is trying to say to the church in Colossae. The theme of this series really is to let us see that Jesus is all that we need, that He is above all, and there's nothing else that we need or anything that we need to add or para itapat kay Lord. Okay? Jesus is more than enough for us, and that is what Paul is trying to help the Colossians understand. Because when Paul wrote this, Rome was a superpower empire. Okay, that the world was reduced because of its influence when Roman roads were created Roman peace was created, and then there was this one language, the Koine Greek. Okay? So the information was all over, parang the world that we live in right now, ngayon, no? Because of the age of the internet, it's so easy to search, get information, and there's so many information, so many opinions, so many things that they say. Sometimes we don't know anymore what is true, even in the news. We look at the news and, okay, yun pala, parang anong tawag doon, mga kung ano-ano lang ng news, no? Gumagawa lang ng news, hindi pala totoong news. Okay, so, and that's what happening during this time. There's so many things, ideas that are coming into the church, and because of that, there are some other practices that were added, okay, that is not actually acceptable with regards to the eternal truths of God's Word. So, and I pray that as we begin to grow deeper in our knowledge and understanding of who God is, what He has done for us, that all the more we live a life that is centered around Christ. Centered around Jesus Christ. Okay, not around anything in this world, okay, that tries to offer, okay, but around Christ. Okay, so I'd like to read in Colossians chapter 3. Would you join me on your feet? Let's read these verses together, verses 1 and 2, Colossians chapter 3. And as we read these verses, I just want to encourage us to open our heart, read along with me, and let the Word of God minister and speak to you today. All right? So, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Let's read this. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. This is the Word of God for us today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that your Word is true, your Word is faithful, your Word is living and active, God. Let your Word speak to us today. We open our hearts to your Word. Give us an understanding. Give us ears to hear what your Spirit wants to say to us and eyes to see what you want to show us. And let your good, pleasing, and perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. You may go and have a seat. Again, we are halfway through our series. Okay, and before we jump to the practical aspects of this letter, okay, how we ought to live, okay, our life in Christ, okay, and the purpose and the calling and the mission that God has for us, okay, in the next 2 Sundays. I just want to take a moment to go back, do a recap, because there will be no point for us to talk about, okay, how we ought to live if we do not understand the foundation of why we should live in such a way. Are you with me? So I want us to really understand the sufficiency of Christ, His supremacy, and the fullness that we have in Him. Okay, so week one, we talk about the sufficiency of Christ, and I want us to understand that one of the purpose why Paul wrote the book of Colossians again is to combat false teachings. There were false teachings that were creeping into the church. They seem to be good during their time. It sounds good. It looks good. But it really contradicts to who Christ is and what He has already accomplished for us. One of the false teaching that creep in is the idea that Christ is important. Christ is important, but not sufficient. Okay? In other words, He is insufficient. Important, but insufficient. Okay, so, and that's why in chapter 1, Paul wrote, okay, he said, I pray that you will grow in the knowledge of God so that you will be able to walk according to His will, giving thanks in everything. So yun yung prayer ni Paul, no? Yun din yung prayer natin. Okay, so there is an idea that, you know, we need to know some other mysteries. We need to add up to some other wisdoms that Greeks were teaching, some philosophies of life, okay, in addition to the person and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Okay, so yun po yung tinuturo, yun yung false teaching. But I want us to understand that really there is no knowledge that can lead us to a person and experience a blessed and fruitful life. There is no other knowledge that can bring about such a fruitful and blessed life apart from the knowledge of who God is. There is no other knowledge and truth that will bring about assurance of our eternal life except in the knowledge and the person of Jesus Christ. Okay, so any other knowledge, okay, in fact, is not sufficient to bring about salvation and redemption. Only Christ. That's why it's important to know who Christ is and what He has done. And knowledge of His will. If we know His will, we will be able to walk according to His will. And if we walk according to His will, we will be able to really do His will and experience a blessing, a blessed life. Okay, so according to the will of God. And the reverse is also true. If the reason why people are not doing God's will, because they are not walking in God's will. And the reason why people are not walking in God's will, because they don't know what God's will is. But if we know the will of God, we can walk in the will of God, and we will be able to do the will of God. Okay, so in other words, really, it's all about Jesus, period. That's what Paul is trying to say. He is the knowledge that we need in order for us to walk according to His will and do His will. Another teaching that was creeping into the church, okay, a false teaching, is the idea that Christ is prominent, right? Christ is prominent, but not preeminent. And that's why Paul talked about the supremacy of Christ. Okay, that Christ is in fact not just prominent, okay, that He is not just known and preached all over the world, but He is in fact preeminent, that He is supreme, that He is above all. That there are, because there's an idea that, you know, we need to go through some spiritual beings and angels as a mediator for us to be able to get to God. We need to go through those dead saints so that we will have access to God. No, Paul said, Jesus is the preeminent one. He is the supreme access because He is God Himself. He is not only man, but He was God Himself. Okay, so, and I want us to understand that Jesus Himself is God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the source of life. He is also Lord, meaning He is sovereign. He is the one who is in control. He holds our life. Okay? He is the one who knows the affairs of man. And He is sovereign. Not only that, He is also the Savior, the absolute mediator between God and man. Okay, so he is not just prominent, he is in fact preeminent. You know, one of the difference to illustrate what prominent and preeminent is kind of like if you're married. How many of you are married here? You see your hands, right? I'm married, I have 4 kids. Okay, my wife is here, and my father-in-law also is here, just came back from the States. Okay, so, but that's my wife, Janet, okay, the most beautiful woman in the world. Okay, for me, okay? Huwag kayong kumontra, okay? Ako yung nagpipreach ngayon, okay? So, but, you know, can you imagine if you blow up a big picture of your wife, okay? And then, you not only that you blow up, okay, but you also put in some of the, you have an idea na, okay, parang mas maganda. You adding up some other faces there of your exes. Yung mga ex mo noon. Di ba? Parang tumingin kayo doon sa mga ano, tapos tumingin kayo sa akin, tapos parang ayaw yung maniwala. Na, hindi, joke lang. But anyway, okay, so, you know, when you begin to do that, you have one, you know, blow up, and then you have some other few things here, that's not actually preeminent. Prominent lang, kasi pinalaki mo yung isa eh. Pero actually, you are desiring everything, ganun ka din, okay? Naghahabol ka pa rin sa iba. Kaya nga, maraming ibang Kristiyano, in fact, we were in this, how would you call it? Okay, so, small restaurant, not actually a restaurant, okay? Sabihin ko na, gotohan, okay? So, dito kami sa isang gotohan, okay? And then, nakita ko doon na merong pusa, alam mo yung pusang kumakaway? Okay? And then sa baba ng pusa, merong maliit na santo, idol, maliit, sobrang liit. Okay, so, I don't know who the saint is. And then, on the side, there is a big scripture of Isaiah that those who hope in the Lord. Parang, ano ba talagang hinahope mo? Is it the word of God? Or is it... Minsan, ganun ang ginagawa ng ibang tao, you know? Okay? Meron silang, okay, prominent God, meron din silang other sources, just in case. Okay? But you know what? That's not what preeminent is all about. You have to remove everything else. Kasi siya lang at wala ng iba. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng preeminent. And Paul is saying that Jesus Christ is the supreme of all. He is the preeminent. Okay? Of all things. In other words, Paul is trying to say that Jesus is over all and nothing else follows. Nothing else follows. The third week, last week, we talked about our fullness in Christ. That what Christ has done for us is already complete. That we have complete salvation in Christ. How many of you believe you are saved and it's complete? You don't need to work out your salvation. You don't need to crucify yourself on the cross just to be sure that, you know, you sacrifice your life so that you will experience salvation. No, someone already sacrificed for our salvation. That is Jesus Christ. Okay, so not only that his salvation is complete, that we are fully assured of a new life, an eternal life in Christ, that we are set free from the bondage of sin and condemnation of death, but also our forgiveness in Christ is also complete. Hindi po half, okay, or conditional yung forgiveness ni Christ sa atin. It's complete. It's once and for all. Sabi niya, as far as the east is from the west, so shall he has removed our sins and transgressions from him. So we are, in other words, we are fully assured in our relationship with God. Even if we make a mistake, it will not change the fact that God has adopted us to become His sons and daughters. I have 4 kids. Okay, they have different personalities and different kind of mistakes as well that they do. Okay, they make mistakes. But because of my relationship with them, because they are my children, I am their father, their sins does not make me, okay, cut our ties so that they are no longer my children. Ganun po ibig sabihin yung complete na forgiveness ni Christ sa atin. We are no longer sinners. Okay, we have been saved. Now we are living for God. Yet we make a mistake. Okay, we fall short because we are finite beings. We are limited beings. And yet God has assured us that our relationship with Him is intact, because His forgiveness for us is complete. And if we don't have that assurance that our relationship with God, okay, is good and it's intact, then we will live a very insecure life. Hindi natin alam, okay, kung may mood ba si God ngayon na good yung can you imagine if God has a mood, a good mood or a bad mood? Di ba? Parang ang hirap i-approach, di ba? But because you are secured in your relationship with Him, He is your Father, you have become His children, you can come to God in Him. In fact, even if you make a mistake, you can be honest and confess your sins, and you know that God will forgive you of your sins. But not only forgive, He will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. Amazing, isn't it? Okay, so, not only complete forgiveness, okay, our fullness in Him also means that our victory in Him is complete. It's full. In other words, we are fully assured of a fruitful life, a victorious life, not just in heaven when we die, but a victorious life even now here on earth. That is the promise of the Christian faith. That is the promise of Christianity. Alam niyo po, sabi ko nga last Sunday, kung walang assurance of victory ang Christianity, I don't want to be a Christian. For what? If there is no assurance that I can be victorious in this life here on earth, what's the point of doing what is good? What's the point of trying to be Christian? But there is, in fact, an assurance of victory. And not just assurance, in fact, it's already been achieved. Victory has already been won, and it's already given to us. We can simply walk in victory. That's what God has done for us. And therefore, you know, I am my attitude, okay, I'm excited about this life, because no matter what comes my way, I know that my God is victorious. He has won the victory for me. Because He Himself said, the battle is His, not mine. I simply have to trust Him, because what He has done is already complete. Okay, I have fullness in Christ. In other words, Jesus plus nothing is equals everything. We know that. And you look at these thoughts, pwede natin sabihin na parang pare-pareho lang yun. Jesus period. Jesus is over all and nothing else follows. Jesus plus... Because that's really the point. There's nothing else. It's all about Jesus period. Kaya nga, all and nothing. Hindi all or nothing. Jesus is all and nothing else, okay, levels up, okay, or equals with Him. He is above and supreme and sufficient over all. Okay, so now today we're going to talk about our position in Christ. Okay, that is the theological part. There's a part of theology here also. Okay, and teaching that we need to understand. But I want us to understand that it is important for us to know our position in Christ, because by understanding our position in Christ, it will actually affect our attitude in life. Okay? Our position in Christ, when we understand that, it will affect our attitude in this life. So Paul in this chapter was reminding the Colossian church in their position, okay, in their identity and their status in Jesus Christ. Verse 1, he says, since then, and that's very important, because what that means is that there is a premise, may context, may pinapanggalingan po. Meron tayong kailangan maintindihan. Ano po yun? Yung sufficiency, yung supremacy, at yung fullness ni Christ. Yung ginawa niya para sa atin. Who He is. Okay, so, and the more we understand this, listen to me, church, the more we understand this, the more our attitude will change. Okay, so yesterday, on our way home, coming from here, Victory Weekend and all that, I was teaching and I was preparing my notes. But on our way home, I was with my daughter. Okay, my daughter told me that she got a Spotify, so she was downloading music, and she told me that, you know, Dad, you know, you influence me, you brainwash me. Okay, my genre in music has changed because she used to listen to this, you know, 1D, you know, all this modern pop, and but in the house, okay, usually at night when we will have dinner in the table, I would play ballad songs, old music, Louis Armstrong, okay, Rod Stewart, and the Great American Songbook, okay, Tony Bennett, and all that. Okay, so, nagpapatugtog din po naman ako ng praise and worship. Okay, baka mamaya isipin nyo, ha, talagang, masyadong secular naman si pastor. Okay, but just for, you know, just the mood, okay, when we are dining, okay, when soft light, and we play this old music, okay, what a wonderful world. And you know, my daughter said that, no, I'm really beginning to love this kind of music. Oh, nagustuhan niya yung kind of music, yung mga luma. In fact, it is changing her desire. Okay, she made actually a cover of one of Louis Armstrong's music song, "La Vie en Rose." Okay, she uploaded it in the internet. It was really good. She made a cover. Okay, so parang in a way, parang sinasabi niya na brainwash mo ako, Dad. And I told her, yun mo kasi, yun yung mga music ngayon, one hit wonder, 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, 1 month, wala na. This music, okay, 60s pa to, 70s pa to. Now, I'm not saying that I was born in the 60s. Okay, so, now in my younger years, I also listen to loud music, you know, rock. Okay, so, Bon Jovi. But, now that you get older, I guess it comes with age, no? You want a softer tone and all that. Okay, so, but she's 17, turning 18, and she begins to like this music. Why? Because she hears it all the time. Okay. Sometimes we talk about it, okay, this music, who these artists are, okay, and some of the context of this music. She's gaining more knowledge and understanding that is actually changing her preference. It's changing her desires when it comes to music. And she's asking me, what other albums, what other artists that I can download? And she's planning to do more cover, okay, some music from this, you know, Tony Bennett, Louis Armstrong, and all that. And so, but what's my point here? You know, in the same way that the more we grow in our knowledge of God, the more we begin to understand, the more we see who God is, the more we are changed, the more our desires are changed, the more our understanding and our perspective in life begins to change. We just need to get exposed in our understanding of who Christ is. We just need to understand our position in Him. So what is our true position in Christ? What is Paul saying? Again, verse 1, he said, we have been raised with Christ. Okay? We have been raised with Christ. Therefore, set your hearts on things above. What Paul is saying is that we now have a new life in Christ. Of course, because we are raised into a new life in Christ, it simply follows that you have died in your old life. If you haven't died in your old life yet, you can't be raised to a new life. Resuscitation is not for the one who is living, okay, who is active. Kaya mo ni-resuscitate yan dahil mamamatay na. Kumbaga, nag-flatline na, patay na, kailangan buhayin. That's what Jesus Christ did. That is our position in Christ. We are raised to a new life with Him because we died to our old life. Now we're living a new life. And this is very important to understand that we have been born again in the Spirit of God, that we are regenerated. Because those people who have gone such things, those people who have experienced such things, when it comes to life, they have a different attitude and perspective. And that's what most of the time life teaches us. Alam niyo yun, pag meron kang nadaanan, halimbawa, I remember many years ago, okay, when I was exercising and biking a lot, and I was so skinny, so thin, and I have this desire to gain weight. So what I did, I go to gym, okay? I still bike, but I go to gym, and after I go to gym, I ate, you know, nagka-carb loading ako. for almost a month. Okay? And I, for some reason, I forgot to eat fruits and vegetables. And some carb loading kasi gusto nga tumaba eh. And then one night, hindi na ako makalakad. Kala ko na stroke na ako. Yun pala, bumaba lang yung potassium ko. Kasi puro carb ang kinain ko. Okay? And because of that experience, how many of you know, I gained some knowledge and understanding. Kaya ngayon, saging. Basta may saging, okay? Saging is part of my life. Because potassium is important. Hindi pala tama na puro carb ka lang. You understand talking about? In the same way, those who have experienced death from their old life and now been raised into a new life in Christ, there's a different attitude and perspective about life already. That's why there's change that is happening. Kaya ganun yung mga Kristiyano. Okay, so there's a new attitude about life because they have died to the old. Now they are living a new life. Secondly, verse 3, Paul said, we are now hidden with Christ. Our life, okay, are not just physically, but spiritually, that our life is already secured in Christ. That no matter what trials and testings that will come our way, we are hidden in Christ. Tinago ka doon kay Lord. Tinago ka ni Lord para sa Kanya. And that's what he means when he said, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That no matter what you go through, Jesus will fight for you. What, no matter what the enemy will bring, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came to give us life and give it to the fullest. Our life is now being hidden in Christ. And this is not just about a future hope. Listen, hindi lang ito na afterlife here. In fact, our life is already hidden in Christ now. Now, at this very moment, when you are in Christ, when you understand what He has done for you, and you walk and receive and accept Him by faith, and have a relationship with Him by faith, your life is hidden in Christ. No plans of the enemy, no weapon forged against you will ever prosper. Because God will fight for you. You are hidden in Christ. In fact, I believe this is the very essence of being a believer, no? It's believing that our life is now hidden with Christ. That we belong to God. In this, we feel the problem, we feel the trial, we feel the testing. But those who really understand that their life is hidden with Christ, they can overcome. They can have peace. Kaya nga, amazing si Paul, no? He said, okay, I'm persecuted but not abandoned, perplexed but not discouraged. Can you imagine all of the experience? Not just Paul, but many of the apostles. Sobrang tindi ng persecution to the point that, you know, their life is almost taken from them. And yet they have no bitterness about life. They have no grumbling. They have only thanksgiving and full of faith and assurance that God is good, that God is in control. How could a person live with such kind of a perspective? It's because of an understanding that his life is hidden with Christ. I believe that this is the very antidote of fear. Why would you fear when you are hidden with Christ? I believe this is the very antidote of worry. Why would you worry when your life right now is hidden with Christ? Okay. That Christ is the one protecting you and covering you. It's the antidote of, you know, insecurity and depression and confusion. And, you know, a life of empty materialism. The reason why we get discouraged, depressed, and feel empty is because we don't see ourselves. We don't find ourselves hidden in Christ. But a true believer who understands this, it doesn't matter what the world will bring upon him. Okay? Bring it on. It's about Jesus, not me. They're coming against my God. I am hidden in Christ. Lastly, verse 4, Paul said, now, when Christ, who is your life, okay, your life, who is your life? Christ is, should be our life. Paul said, when Christ is your, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. Wow, what great promise and assurance. In other words, all hope will be fulfilled. All faith will be rewarded. Everything that we do here for God will mean not just here in our in this temporary world, but it will also mean something for eternity. It's not just good for now. It's good for eternity. And so, all this, okay, when Paul said this, that we have been raised with Christ, we are hidden with Christ, and we will appear with Christ. In fact, if you look at it, this has already happened. It's all past tense. Raised with Christ, hidden with Christ, appear with Christ. It's already true in the past, as well as it is true today, and it will continue to remain true till all of eternity. This is what Paul is trying to help believers understand. These things are stated in such a way that it already happened. It's already been accomplished. Wow. This is already our position in Christ. Hindi pa lang po tayo pumoposition pa lang. No, nakaposition. Pinosition na tayo ni Christ. Hello, come on now. Do you understand this? Now, having understood this, this should change our perspective in life. This should change our attitude. What ought to be our attitude? Paul said, okay, in verse 1 and 2, he said, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is. Nandun si Christ, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Both our heart and our mind should be set on the things above, where Christ is, not on the earthly things below. This should be our attitude. We set our heart and mind on things above. They are interchangeable, no? When Paul said this, okay? So, when he says, since you have this understanding, therefore, this becomes your attitude in life. In other words, we have a heavenly mindset. Ang isip natin hindi po pang mundo, okay? Hindi pang flesh, kundi pang spiritual. A heavenly mindset, okay? We are heavenly minded people. And you know, heavenly minded people really are unattractive to the world. In fact, most of the time they are looked down, okay? They are told, okay, those who think about, you know, spiritual things. Some people would say that, you know, you're not really living a life here. You're not living in reality. Okay. What could be more real than the spiritual things? The Bible says the things that are not seen are the things, okay, that are real because they have something to do with eternity. There are negative comments, okay, about this idea of heavenly mindset. Sometimes people would say, yung mga Kristiyano, okay, masyadong makitid ang utak. Narrow-minded, of course. Because narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. Some people would say, Christians are close-minded. Why would I open my mind to something that is not real? Why will I open my mind to false things, to temporary things? No, my mind is already closed. It's already closed. It's closed in God. It's already been renewed. Alam niyo po, di ba? Pag marumi ang plato, pagkatapos mong kumain at gusto mong gamitin, what do? You wash the plate, the dirty plate, and you use a dishwashing liquid. Oh, di ba? O kaya yung bar soap na lang, you know? When the car is, okay, if when the car is dirty, marumi yung car, anong gagawin mo? Okay? You wash the car or bring it to car wash. Eh, kung ang brain ba dumi? Ano kailangan gawin? I-brainwash. Dapat i-brainwash yung brain ng word ni God. It's either we are brainwashed to the things of this world or we are brainwashed to the things of God. That's why I don't open myself to things They tell me I'm close-minded, it's okay. My mind is closed and it's set on God. I don't have to open up myself. And that's what's happening in this church. So many ideas, so many people are saying so many things, seemingly good things. But they are, you know, contrary, really, to the truth of who God is. And sometimes we hear things na sound so good. Okay, alam mo yung pag bine-bless ka ni Lord and sobrang pinaprosper ka ni Lord. People would tell you, okay, keep your feet on the ground. Okay, magpakumbaba ka. Okay, set your feet on the ground. Okay, magiging down to earth ka. Oh, parang ang ganda pakinggan, eh, no? Eh, gusto ko i-bless ni Lord eh. At gusto ni Lord na mag-testimony ka kung gaano ka ka-good, kay ka-faithful siya sa buhay mo. It doesn't mean that you are proud. Proud is when you claim that, you know, I've accomplished all of this. But when you begin to testify how faithful God is to you, that's looking up to heaven. And it's all a matter of perspective. You know, Pastor June Escusar, one of our leaders, he shared a story one time when they were in Japan, and he, for the first time, he rode a bullet train. Okay, sino sa inyo nakasakay na ng bullet train? Okay, so dito may parang train tayo na hindi pumuputok, you know, kasi humihinto kusay. Okay, so anyway, so in Japan daw, mayroong bullet train. It runs around 300 plus miles per hour. Chong! Ganun. Talagang sobrang tulin daw. Okay? If you are in a station at may dumaan na bullet train, parang yung kaluluwa mo sumama doon sa ano. Okay? Kaya pag makapalang makeup mo, chong! Pati makeup mo tanggal. Ganun katulin. Yung train. Pero what's surprising, he said, is that when you are inside a train, wow, it's as if normal lang. You don't even feel the speed that you are in. And he said, when you look at the horizon, wow. But when you look down, nahihilo ka. Right? Talagang sobrang, sa sobrang bilis. And sometimes it's like that when you are in a building, right? Okay? If you look in the horizon and you look up, you're just okay. But when you look down, oh, it's like parang hihilain ka pababa. And that's why Paul said, we are to set our heart and our mind to the things above. Because the things here on earth just will just bring us trouble, will just confuse us. Paul said in verse 2, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Now think about it. These are there is a positive encouragement and a negative encouragement. And if we do not understand the negative, and what is the negative? Not on earthly things. If we do not understand the negative, we will never get to experience the positive. In the same way, if we do not understand the positive, set your minds on things above, we will always live. We will default to the negative, which is living a life on earthly things. And it's important for us to really understand this. It's a faith perspective. A humanist mindset or reason would say, and it would sound good, sabi po, you know, ito yung common humanistic mindset. Only when we accept that this is the only life we will ever have, and this is the only earth we will ever have, will we begin to stop hurting one another and destroying our earth. Wow, sounds so good. Only when we accept now that this is the only life we have and this is the only earth we have. How many of you know that's not true? This is not the only life we have. There is life promised to us. And that's why we think this is so good, but you know, if I have a worldly mind, okay, since what I do will not matter, there is no life after this, there is nothing to look forward, I might as well cut all of the trees and get my million. What will stop me from doing that? Do you understand the perspective? That's why it's never the solution. The solution is always the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because those who live their minds set on the things above have hope. That's why they begin to walk as a good steward here. They prepare themselves for something that is greater. Because there is a new earth that God will create for His people. Are you with me? Sometimes it sounds so good, but it's all a lie. I believe that those who live their minds set not on this earth, but on the promise of God of another life and eternity are really the people who walk, okay, righteously here. They are the people who walk with consideration and understanding because they know that they are simply here as a steward. It's just a trust. It's a walk of faith. It's a walk of faith. It's a perspective that we need to understand. Alam niyo, if you do this in your hand, you know this, right? That if you look up, what is that? That's clockwise, right? Clockwise. But ibaba mo yan, and you look down, it becomes counterclockwise. You see, it's not the same when you look up, it's not the same when you look down. In fact, it's really the opposite. That's why we need to keep our heart and our mind looking above to the things of God. Set our heart and mind to the things of God. You know, Stephen Curry, you know this man. And he is a vocal in his faith. Okay, regarding being a Christian. He said this, listen to this, very interesting. God has given me talents to play basketball for a living, but I know that in the grand scheme of things, this is just a game that can be taken from me at any moment. Wow. But I love that basketball gives me the opportunities to do good things for people and to point them toward the man who died for our sins on the cross. I know I have a place in heaven waiting for me because in him, and that's something no earthly prize or trophy could ever top. There's more to me than just this jersey I wear, and that's Christ living inside of me. Wow. This famous athlete, he could live like anyone else, earthly, worldly. But he had a different perspective. And you know why? Because he has Christ. And he knows his Christ. He knows his God. He has set his heart and his mind to God. But he did not want the championship. Come on now. Magtatantrum ka ba? Nagpray ka ng healing? Hindi. God heals. But what if God will not heal? You pray for this. You know, and what if God, okay, decided? What will your attitude be then? Manny Pacquiao. You know Manny Pacquiao, right? Na born again. Kung kailangan nga born again, boom, hinimatay. And some Christian will say, ano ba naman yan, Lord? Kung kailangan ko binigay yung buhay ko sa'yo, ganito pa mangyayari. But you know the attitude? Iba. Rose up. And we know that Senator Manny is vocal about his faith in God. Openly confess that he's a born again Christian. What a different perspective. So sometimes you lose. It's not all the time that you win. But what's important with him is that he's a new person. His family is restored. His children respect him. Wow. What a different attitude. What a different... Okay? No shame. There's shame in the past confessing that he is an adulterer. But now, he's just simply looking back to that because as a testimony that has been all gone. He has a new life now with God. Different attitude, different perspective. Because heart has been set not on the things of this world, but on the things of God. You know, it's all about a perspective. It's all about faith. It's all about understanding what Christ has done for us. It's all about seeing who Christ is in our life and who we are in Christ, our position in Him. And because our life is now hidden with Christ, let me just say this. Therefore, we set our heart and mind on the things above. Colossians 3 verse 4. When Christ, who is your life? Who is your life? Christ. You see, as a Christian, this is our life now. It's a life that is in Christ. Because Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. Christ is our life in this life and in eternity. And because we are hidden in Him, this is the reason why we set our heart and our mind towards Him, on the things above, not on the things beneath. And whatever problems, whatever testings, whatever challenges, trials you may experience, know, brothers and sisters, that your life is hidden with Christ. Look above, not look down. Look above. If you look down, you will have a different perspective. You will have a different view. But if you look up, you will have peace. You will have assurance. You will have that faith, fully assured that Jesus indeed is sufficient. Jesus indeed is supreme. Jesus indeed is sovereign over all. Do you believe this? Let me just pray. Lord, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you that, Lord, what you have done puts us in a position that we are now raised with you, hidden with you, and will appear with you, Lord God. That there is an assurance of a good life. That there's an assurance of a better life. That no matter what challenges we are experiencing in this world, Lord God, they are simply an opportunity to see how good and how faithful and how powerful you are. Help us, Lord, not to see the things that are happening in our lives here on earth, but give us a perspective of your truth.